Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 14th, and I'm wearing a Daytona Cubs New Era 5950 purchased from Hat Club. This is the logo introduced in 1994, the second of Daytona's 22-season run affiliated with the Chicago National League Ball Club. The Cubs played their home games at the Jack, known as City Island Ballpark, from its inception in 1914 until 1988, when it was renamed Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Florida facility where Robinson was allowed to play during his 1946 spring training with the Montreal Royals, after Jacksonville and Sanford locked their stadiums to prevent Jackie from competing, since both municipalities had laws prohibiting racially integrated contests. In 2024, that seems cray-cray, but as we discussed in our February 15th episode, this type of behavior would still be present a decade on, in 1956 in locales like Birmingham. A little past the halfway mark in the Cubs' tenure in Daytona, Cubs players woke up on this date in 2004, if they'd fallen asleep at all, to the news that the Jack had been directly impacted by Hurricane Charley, which had roared through Daytona right around midnight. One of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit Florida with winds of 130 knots at landfall, Charley knocked out power to the stadium and literally knocked over a light pole, which fell across the first base line, forcing the Cubs to play at Stetson University until their home facility could be repaired. Just in time for Hurricane Ivan to threaten, wiping out the championship series, resulting in Daytona sharing the FSL title with the Tampa Yankees.